three schools in the Syracuse City School District that were designated as struggling by the New York State Education Department have not made enough improvement and will be placed under an independent receiver who will assume full managerial and operation authority of the schools. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the school district has 60 days to come up with a plan.
Syracuse Schools Superintendent Jaime Alisea says the district has not made a decision yet on whether to close the schools and reopen them under a new program like it did with Fowler High School and Hughes Elementary School.
It will give us the opportunity again to start all over with the kids, with the families, and give us the opportunity to develop a new program to support our kids in those buildings.
Fowler High School was turned into the Public Service Leadership Academy, and Hughes Elementary School was changed to Syracuse Latin Elementary. Alisea says the district has to work with parents, staff, the State Education Department, and the Syracuse Teachers Association to put together a plan. Letters are going out to families in the three schools, which include Danforth Middle School, Dr. King Elementary School, and Westside Academy at Blodgett.
I want them to know that, you know, that we continue to advocate for the kids and that it is very important for them to get engaged with us.
The district will submit a plan that needs to be approved by the Education Commissioner. Four other struggling schools in Syracuse did make demonstrable improvements this past school year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.